Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisati with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak announces additional fund for new building of IMD Hospital Mokokchung. Minister Jacob Jimomi calls for greater unity among Naga tribes. Nagaland Home Commissioner directs all departments to actively participate in the mass social work to be held in Kohima. And Dimapur District Congress Committee criticizes government over deteriorating road conditions and implementation of schemes. Now the news in detail. Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak today visited the Dr. Imkong Liba Memorial District Hospital IMDH in Mokokchung. The minister announced a funding allocation of 3 crores for completion of the hospital's new building, along with an additional 2 crore for the establishment of a critical care unit. During his visit, the minister interacted with the public where representatives of Ausenden expressed concerns about the quality of the materials being used for the construction of the new building. Mr. Konyak assured that all such matters would be thoroughly addressed. He assured that the construction would be completed at the earliest. Meanwhile, he inspected the local pharmacies and fish vendors. The minister also visited the Ayush Hospital at Sabangya. PHED and Corporation Minister Jacob Jimomi has called for greater unity among Naga tribes to achieve lasting recognition and progress. Mr. Jimomi emphasized on the importance of solidarity and collaboration across all tribes in Nagaland to foster socio-economic and political growth. The minister was today speaking as the chief host at the cultural exchange program organized by Central Nagaland Tribes Council, CNTC, at Senden Riju Purana Bazar, Nagaland. Highlighting the importance of inclusivity, Mr. Jimomi urged all 17 tribes of Nagaland, including those in the newly recognized Mellori district, to unite for the state's prosperity.
Establishment of CNTC and how we should be proceeding ahead with the rest of the Naga tribes. We are the so-called advanced tribes in the Naga family. However, we cannot disembark from the age-old relationship that we have with the rest of the Nagas. Anyway, as we have formed the block, like the rest of the Nagas, I believe our aspiration as to why we have created and formed the CNTC was to uplift the socio-economic and political situations concerning the 3 Naga tribes.
Mr. Jimomi underscored the need for a collective voice to ensure that all tribes benefit from a potential resolution to the Naga political issue. Roughton Bridges Minister Kaito Ai, in his speech as the special guest, lauded the CNTC for organizing an impactful event that celebrated the rich cultural heritage of the Naga people. Mr. Ai urged the CNTC to play a more active role in promoting peace and unity. The minister emphasized on the importance of resolving differences and misunderstandings among communities to pave the way for lasting peace. Nagaland Home Commissioner Vyasan R. today directed all the departmental officers and staff to actively participate in the mass social work to be held at Kohima on November 22nd from 6 a.m. onwards. The Home Commissioner's office in a circular said that all government employees should compulsorily take part in the social work and strict attendance will be taken by the department concerned. The circular directed all departments to inspect the designated areas in advance and arrange equipment and tools needed to make the mass social work a success, stating that shops and business establishments will remain closed till 12 noon. It asked shop and business owners to clean their premises during the closure time. Moreover, the public have been requested to take active part in the mass social work in their own wards and colonies. Dimapur District Congress Committee, DDCC, has criticized the government over the deteriorating road conditions and implementation of schemes. Addressing a press conference at Congress Bhavan today, DDCC President Kutoho Chishi said the commercial hub of Nagaland lacked adequate infrastructure, causing significant hardship for the public. He highlighted the traffic congestion caused by ongoing repairs of the overbridge and the hazardous conditions created by numerous potholes. The DDCC president urged the government to take immediate action to repair the roads. He called on the newly elected municipal bodies to honour their electoral promises and work for the betterment of their respective wards. Mr. Chishi raised concerns regarding several public welfare schemes and alleged that money is being collected from beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Gram Awas Yojana and deduction made for job cards. Mr. Chishi further alleged that under Jal Jeevan Mission, completion certificates were being issued without proper work being done. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Chief Minister Nipurio, along with Deputy Chief Ministers Yanthung Opaton and T.R. Zilian, today called on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi. Mr. Ryu, in a social media post, said that they discussed about important development projects for further strengthening Nagaland's economic growth. In another post, Mr. Ryu announced that Peru and Japan will be the partner countries for the upcoming 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, scheduled to be held from December 1. The announcement was made after Chief Minister Nipurio, his cabinet colleagues and senior officials of the state government met with Ambassador of Peru to India, Javier Manuel Paulinich Valadir, today. Mr. Ryu said Peruvian artists and cultural performers will participate in various events. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipurio have greeted the Garo community on the occasion of Wangala Festival. Governor La Ganesan, in a message, expressed hope that this festival will bring prosperity, good health and abundant harvest. The governor hoped that through Wangala Festival, bones of community will grow stronger and cultural heritage continue to flourish. Chief Minister Nipurio hoped that the post-harvest festival of Thanksgiving will inspire and encourage the sharing of intergenerational knowledge about our rich history and culture. Mr. Ryu also wished to the Garo community a successful celebration. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has informed that a mass social work will be conducted in all parts of Kohima on November 22nd from 6 a.m. onwards in order to clean all roads and drains in Kohima. In this regard, all concerned offices, departments, organizations and citizens of Kohima have been requested to cooperate and actively participate in the social work. PHED Dimapur Urban and Rural Divisions observed the World Toilet Day by organizing a program under the theme Toilet, a Place for Peace at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall. Gracing the program, Additional Deputy Commissioner Zakapo Rotoka encouraged the department to conduct the campaign successfully. The program is aimed at raising awareness about the role of toilets in ensuring health, dignity and harmony in society. The World Toilet Day Campaign 2024 commenced on 19th November and will culminate on 10th December 2024. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has issued a directive to petrol pumps asking them to ensure that restrooms and drinking water facilities are available and accessible to the public at petrol pumps. The directive comes from following reports that restrooms and toilet facilities at several petrol pumps in the district were found to be poorly maintained or not up to standard. The DC warned that defaulters will face penalties under the appropriate sections of the law. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak announces additional fund for new building of IMD Hospital, Mokokchung. Minister Jacob Jimomi calls for greater unity among Naga tribes. Nagaland Home Commissioner directs all departments to actively participate in the mass social work to be held in Kohima. And Dimapur District Congress Committee criticizes government over deteriorating road conditions and implementation of schemes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.